The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hi. Welcome. Welcome to IMC Happy Hour. Who is new to Happy Hour here for the first time? Show of hands. Wow, Wow, that's unusual. So whether it's your 10th time, or second time, or even first time people coming in still, welcome. And my name is Nikki Mregafori, and as you already know, for each happy hour we explore some theme having to do with friendliness, goodwill. And as I was driving here today, in rush hour traffic, pretty bad traffic today for me that I hit, I was thinking, what feels like a good theme for tonight? And I thought, friendliness with experience, friendliness with what is. And I was practicing that in the car, actually, while being stuck in traffic, thinking I would be late a couple minutes. Can I be okay with that? Can I be friendly with what I don't like, with experiences that I'm not really fond of? Can I still make space for them, to be with them? How does that feel? Just to be friendly with experience. Because in this human life of ours, this magical, amazing, mystical, crazy, up and down experience of being human, this humanness, this puzzling humanness, we think we understand it or know it all. We actually don't. We're just kind of like babies trying to figure out what the heck it means to be human. And in the midst of all of this, there are many experiences that are pleasant, many that are unpleasant. And usually the unpleasant experiences, we push them away, we tighten, we contract. It makes it harder. That's really where the rub comes in. That's where the quote-unquote dukkha, this big word, suffering. But it's really the stress, it's the rub of life, it's that contraction. What if there could be some ease, there could be friendliness, there could be a sense of metta or goodwill for our own experience, for ourselves, for whatever is coming up? How would the experience be held in that moment? How would our reaction change? How would we respond to ourselves? How would we respond to others? How would we respond to the situation, to life itself, as we connect with life itself in those touch points, and all of these touch points. So, with that as the preface, I'd like to guide us in a guided meditation, which is the most of the time we spend together. So, as I always like to say, this is the perfect time to get up and get props, to be more comfortable, because happy hour, happy mind, happy body, so it starts with taking care of yourself. Taking care of your body. Just really see what you need. Perfect time to go get more cushions. And if you're sitting, I do invite you to see what your body needs right now. Do your shoulders call you to be moved a little bit? Or maybe your neck, maybe your arms want to just move. Maybe your torso moves back and forth a little bit before you land and find your center of gravity, just kind of waking up, waking your body up a little bit. And then landing in your seat. Landing in your body. Landing in this moment. Relaxing your body, relaxing your shoulders especially. Relaxing your eyes. letting them rest in their socket. Allowing your head, your spine to feel a little lengthened. As if there is this gentle, invisible magnet pulling up ever so gently on your head. Some traction, some pulling on your spine, lengthening you. Relieving the stress, the weight. Feeling taller, feeling more at ease. There's nothing you have to do. Non-doing, doing. Feeling as if it's taking place on its own. Same way that your breath breathes itself, takes place on its own. Enjoying the spine lengthening. Relieving, relaxing the muscles of the body, landing ever more deeply. Noticing if there is any tension or tightness in the forehead. Or in your jaw. Giving up, offering up the tension. As if a bubble of air coming to the surface. Releasing the tension. Releasing any tightness you might feel in your shoulders. In your arms and in your hands. Relaxing, softening the chest. Front of the chest, opening it up if it's collapsed, if it's tight, and the belly. Notice if there is tightness, clenching in your abdomen, bringing attention, relieving, letting go. Moving down to your sits bones, the groin area. Allowing your breath to move down into the space, making space into the hollows of your body. And moving further down to your legs. And feet. Feeling your body sitting, connecting to the earth. Earth on earth. solidity on solidity, or seeming solidity on solidity, as we perceive it. Connecting through your feet or your legs if you're sitting on the cushion. Feeling the pressure, the touching, the touch points. Between your legs and feet and the ground. Feeling grounded, earthed. And noticing how the breath is moving on its own. And it fills your body, your abdomen, your chest, like a bellow, bellowing in and out. Grounded, stable, earth on earth. The air element, air moving in and out on its own. Observing, making space for, being with the naturalness of this flow. Notice that in this simplicity, in the simplicity of this non-doing, there is a lot of ease and release. There could be the habitual patterns of the day coming up, wanting more, wanting distraction, wanting entertainment in the mind, wanting to do. Maybe boredom arises. And I invite you to turn your attention to the ease and peace that is in the simplicity of sitting and breathing, a refuge, a base. A place of nourishment. Place of rest. A place of deepening, of letting go, of release. Relishing, appreciating, feeling nurtured in the stillness, simplicity of the breath. moving in and out, and nothing else. Just simply sitting and breathing. Spending a few more minutes and stabilizing this grounding. Refuge in the simplicity. Of just this in-breath. Just this out-breath. And now I'd like to invite you to open up more fully, more consciously, with more awareness of the periphery. Expanding, spacious. Including, welcoming. Whatever is showing up, for you in your sphere of experience. As if you were kind, friendly, host. With a spacious hall, spacious house that's visited by various guests who come and visit for a while, stay, and leave. No guest will stay forever, you know that. This house is governed by the rule of impermanence, the eternal law of impermanence. All guests come, they go. A friendly host, spacious, if you closed your house, locked it up, and guests would come and knock and bang on the door, you would have no peace. The tightness inside in the dark rooms, shut inside, would be heavy and dark. But with a house, a home open, spacious, welcoming, friendly, friendliness with all experience, guests coming, staying for a while and leaving. Sensations of your body. Those are guests. As you turn your mind, your attention to. Feeling the sensations. Opening to them. Opening with kindness, with friendliness, goodwill. As if you are entertaining these guests, offering them tea, offering them cookies. Same sense of friendliness and goodwill. Opening up to whatever arises. Maybe there are some unpleasant sensations in the body. Maybe there is pain in this moment, tightness. Can this guest too be just as it is? Not pushed out, pushed away, but opened up to. Hello. Hello, sensations. Ah. Relaxing, sitting in the presence, feeling safe. You're feeling safe. And offering safety. As you feel safe and relax in the presence of what is, your pain can relax. Whether it's physical or emotional difficulty, as you relax, as you feel safe, letting your tenderness too feel safe. Offering metta to yourself and to your experience. Holding with metta, with kindness, goodwill. Offering safety, ease, and goodness. Resting in peace. And if it's a million thoughts arising, that too. Whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. Spacious. Friendly. Stable. Stability in the spaciousness. Friendliness with all experience, internal, external, spacious. Friendliness with your human experience in this moment. What does that mean to you? the last minutes of this practice period. I'd like to invite you to see if you wear a smile, just wear a smile, as a physical expression of your friendliness with your experience. See how that shifts your experience. Just wear a smile. Just do it. Pull up the sides of your lips. Just do it. What do you have to lose? Just do it and hold it for just a minute. I'll tell you when the minute is up. Go. That was 60 seconds. And see if a part of you wants to continue to smile now. Internally. And also externally. Just be a scientist of your own mind. Explore. Explore. Greeting all experience with a smile. metta, friendliness, with experience, with our experience. Speaking of experience, the next part of our practice together is an interactive practice. So this interactive practice is as important or as juicy as the practice of sitting with our eyes closed internal, because it's a way of really bringing the practice to our daily life. Is a stepping stone. IMC is a sandbox, so we can experiment. What is it like to have friendliness with our experience internally and externally when we are interacting with others in this little sandbox? We're all doing this together, kind of finding our sea legs. And there's no right or wrong. That's why it's called a practice. We're practicing. So what we'll do, as usual, is we'll get into groups of three, and the prompt is simple. The prompt is, what was this like for you? What arose for you? And there's no right or wrong answers. Could be I fell asleep through the whole thing, or my mind kept running nonstop. There's no right or wrong. It doesn't matter so much what you say. Really, first you're speaking for your own benefit, because as you speak what came up, sometimes it becomes more clear for yourself. You see things. You might have insights into things you didn't have when you were just sitting with your eyes closed. So that's one benefit. The other is really how we do this practice, the container, which I'll say a few words about. I know you've probably heard me before, but it's really how you do it, how you interact with others, how you hold yourself. So when you are listening, so you'll be listening two times as other people speak, really holding space of kindness with your own experience, holding the space of kindness for them, giving them all your attention, not thinking about what you're going to say next, right? Really, really listening to this other human being that's spending time with you, giving them the gift of your time, your gift, the gift of your attention for a few minutes. And staying embodied, feeling your body as much as possible, which can help you with that holding that space. And as you're speaking, also trying to stay embodied as much as you can, bringing attention back to your body. And of course, you will lose it because you'll be speaking. It tends to be harder, but try. And friendliness with your own experience. As you're speaking, can you have friendliness with what you're saying, as well as friendliness with the people that you're having this experience with? What is it like to feel that this whole interaction of listening and speaking is held in metta, in the field of metta? What is that like? Okay, all right, here. There's a field of metta that just landed at IMC. We're all being held in it. And when you do this practice, feel that, you're being held in this field of kindness. You're being held in it. And all the people you're having this conversation with, or actually these monologues, three monologues, because you're not interrupting, you're not asking questions. What if it's all held in this space of kindness? Amongst us, among this little community here. You ready to try it on for size? See what it feels like? Scientists of our own minds? Let's try it. And if you came here with someone, I invite you to speak with someone you don't know. Okay, go, please. Find another couple of people. Best to be on the same level always, either the floor or the chair. And each person will speak for a minute. And remember, it's really a practice, the whole thing. There's a field of metta. You're walking in a field of metta. You're looking around in a field of metta. What is this like? What is this space like? If you need a partner, raise your hand. Okay, so Is that going to work? I think that will work. No, it's 3 and 3. Except you guys, won't you swap because you came?
That's
it. Okay. Please start. Whoever would like to start, please start. And you just speak for a moment. The prompt is, what was the guided meditation like for you?
Will we keep going just one time each?
Oh, just one time each. Yeah, just 1 minute each. Yeah, please go. So we have time for some comments, reflections, or questions. What worked for you? What you realized? What didn't work? Or questions? It's all welcome, both in terms of the practice, the first part, friendliness with experience, or wearing a smile. I ask you to wear a smile for a minute and see how that shifted the friendliness with experience. How did that experiment go? Or also the interaction, feeling that it was held in a field of friendliness. So, bring it on.
I find the kind of slight smile is helpful in holding that sense of friendliness. I have recently been using an image for that. I recently held a puppy and petted a puppy, and so that is the image I go back to kind of reinvigorate my sense of friendliness. So this was kind of an experiment to instead just hold the smile. And it, when you invited us to smile longer, that was easy for me. It felt very comfortable. That worked for me. And just got a little bit of back and forth of the friendliness being the spaciousness, the friendliness. I can go back and forth between there's I can have this kind of friendly spaciousness, and my sensations are occurring within that. And sometimes they're more direct. Like I'm, more laser focused friendliness on a particular sensation
I
have.
Right.
And I think I would guess, as I was just talking, that the smiling was helpful in having it be kind of a general friendliness, that the sensations were occurring within rather than the laser-focused friendliness.
Right. Which is interesting. So I so appreciate you bringing up the distinction. And I want to draw a parallel between this, what you're highlighting, and the practice that in the day-long that I taught a few months ago on different modes of mindfulness, right?
Yeah,
it's interesting because there are different modes of mindfulness. And just to highlight for people, there is this mode of diffuse mindfulness, which in the suttas is the simile of the cowherder. The cowherder kind of relaxed after the fields have been harvested and the cows are, milling about. But there's a sense of, peace, spacious mindfulness. So that in that space can be infused with metta. So metta together with awareness, the two of them being together, infusing the space. That's one model. And then in the sutras, there's another model offered for mindfulness, which is like a surgeon's scalpel, much more direct, much more touching, much more precise. And now if you bring metta or friendliness again together with quality of awareness together, then it becomes kind of a laser sharp kindness that you're talking about. So I really appreciate the quality of experience that you had, which really talk about those two teachings. Yay. Fun. Thank you. What else? What other observations? What did you notice? Questions, comments? This is your chance. What was easy? What was challenging? Challenges are good to talk about. I thought you were raising your hand. Are you? Two mics coming your way.
I just appreciated this talk, and it kind of just illuminated this thought for me that I don't know why I didn't see it before. But in our group, we were talking about kind of dealing with things we don't necessarily like mm-hmm. feeling depressed or anxious and all these kind of shadow emotions. But then you giving us the option to kind of bring the kindness to that mm-hmm. made me like reminded myself of the option to be mindful. Mm-hmm. And it kind of reminded me of like a rambunctious puppy as like the emotions. And like, I've been dealing with it as, oh, I don't want to deal with this. This isn't right. This is annoying. I'm just going to throw it in the bathroom and ignore it. But then it destroys the bathroom versus the option of being like, okay, this is a lot to work with. But if we turn towards it in a compassionate, you know, loving way and be like, okay, this is what the puppy does, you know, like this is what anger is, this is what depression is, it's what it, you know, comes with being human, and yeah. kind of giving that new frame yeah. has been really helpful to be like, because it's always going to be there, right. So why am I making it harder for myself by pushing it away versus turning towards it and like working
exactly.
with it.
It does make it easier, doesn't it? I mean, it's kind of paradoxical, but it actually relieve something in us when we turn towards it and work with it, realizing, oh, puppy, you're rambunctious. And you're rambunctious for a while. You're not always this way. You come and go, and it's okay. Ah, something relaxes inside, which makes it actually easier to work with instead of pushing it away. And yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. For me, as I'm sitting here, I'm realizing I'm starting to maybe go down with something. I know there are a lot of colds and flus, and I'm like, I'm not feeling so well, actually. Like, you know, you get this kind of like vibrations before you get sick. I'm like, friendliness with this experience, you know, opening up to this. Okay, this is interesting. It's an interesting experience. It is what it is. Yeah, just makes it easier than, oh, darn it, I'm going to get sick. What am I going to do? Well, it is. It's here. And that's part of the teachings. You know, that is one definition of freedom. That's one definition of liberation. Nothing scares you. Nothing unfazes you anymore. Right? That's freedom, you know. Awakening, enlightenment is not this whatever, ta-da, far out sitting on top of the mountain. It's in these experiences. Nothing phases you anymore. Friendliness with all experience, whether it's depression, sadness, rambunctious puppy, illness, you name it. Loss, death. It can't, being with it all doesn't mean that we become robots. Doesn't mean that we have no emotions. Of course we have emotions. We make space for those too. Of course there is sadness and grief, and we make space for those. So, and with that, it's 7:00. So thank you for coming here and practicing friendliness, cultivating friendliness. May you all have goodness, may you all have ease, may you all be free. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy.
Thank you.